A report from Goldman on the FANG stocks inspired Opus 111's Mike Mail to take on the topic.
And again, that's Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, and Google. Well, in this study, they left out Netflix because it's really not that big of an impact on the index. So they found that these five stocks are better positioned than the top names were during the tech bubble in 2000. Now, for those of you who either weren't paying attention or weren't around or didn't care, in any case, those stocks that were leading the league back then included Lucent, Cisco, Oracle, Intel, and Microsoft. Microsoft's the only one on both lists. And interesting to see that none of those other names currently are in the favorites. In any regard, what Goldman also determined is that these current-day tech stocks have advantages in cash flow, valuation, and cash balances over the top five tech names at their best levels in the first quarter of 2000, which was just before they drove over the cliff. Now, the analysts say tech names are appealing because investors may be looking for opportunities that aren't dependent on policy changes in Washington, and they got lots of cash on hand. And by the way, Goldman is maintaining its buy ratings on Google, Apple, and Amazon. While the S&P 500 is up 9%, three of the 11 sectors of the S&P, energy, telecom, and financials, are down by an average of 7.7%. So it's not, you know, the rising tide hasn't lifted all boats, but that's typical, and that's why you diversify. So you're not putting all your money on one turn of the cards. You know, and so where have they been rotating? In other words, these traders, when they did all this selling yesterday, they say, you know, gosh, even if the long term is good, we've had a good run, I'm going to take some off the table. I will bet you probably $13.12 that they didn't all 100% liquidate their positions. They're still in those. But they took some money out of it and have rotated into these sectors that are low. For example, you know, bank stocks, and this is one reason, are on a pace for their best week this year. And so money inflows have gone there. We've also seen overseas stocks on a big run. Every major Eurozone country has seen 52-week highs in their stock prices. The Nikkei, which is the Japanese equivalent of the Dow Jones, has broken above a level it hasn't seen in some time. And emerging markets, as an asset class, are up triple what the S&P has gained so far. And if you're looking at individual country ETFs, and there's like, I don't know, 45 of these deals, all but two of them are up this year, and 15 of them are up more than 20%. Now, that doesn't get the press because it's not all sexy and stuff. But I would simply go back to say it's just the market and traders taking positions off. So, if you're owning those stocks, there's no fundamental reason to change, and there's certainly no reason to bail from the market itself.
Listen to Money Management with Mike Mail each week on KXLY 920 in Spokane, or find him at opus111group.com. Securities offered through KMS Financial Services.